And now it's time for Back Talk, where we highlight conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Joining me is our web producer, Lee Hill. Hey, Lee, what's going on?
Hey, Michelle. Well, there's some interesting discussion taking place this week on our blog. Let's focus on your post, Hey Shorty, about women and sexual harassment. If you could bring our listeners up to date on what you wrote in the post and those who may not have heard the segment on Tuesday.
First, let me say everybody should be checking our blog daily. I wasn't going to say that, but Lee made me say that. All right, just to catch you up. I was very impressed with a group of young women from Brooklyn, New York, who made a short film about what it feels like to walk down the street and hear people making, you know, personal remarks like, psst, hey, shorty, hey, hey, hey. So, Hey Shorty, if you haven't already guessed, is the name of the film. So that's a little background for you.
Well, there were differences of opinion on our blog about just who bears responsibility here, the woman for how she dresses or the man for just being plain old disrespectful.
So let's go to Deborah Dupree in Baltimore. Hi, Deborah, are you there?
I'm here.
And you and your husband, Kevin, I should mention that you both pastor a church, wrote in to say that, quote, if a young woman wants to dress like a streetwalker, she will get the results that a streetwalker gets. All men are not dogs. Let's look at self first. Deborah, are you really saying it's the woman's fault?
No, I'm not saying that's a woman's fault. Basically, what I'm saying is, how do we want people to perceive us? And we have to look at how do we see ourselves? And basically, we want to know how we see ourselves before we are able to receive or not receive what is said about us. I'm not saying that it's the woman's fault, because it's not. People, they're very ignorant people in this world, unfortunately. However, I think that in everything that we do, we should make sure we're putting our best foot forward and we're thinking about what we're doing. That's very important, because there's a motive in everything that we do. And me as a woman myself, I think about these things when I go to prepare to do something. Now, what point am I trying to get across? What do I want to leave the people with?
Okay.
Now, that may not always work, but it works more than it not works.
Okay. Deborah, thanks so much for writing to us.
You're welcome.
Lee, who else did we hear from?
Well, there was a post from a guy who happens to disagree with those who feel that it's about a woman's presentation and what she wears can dictate what kind of response she gets. Stan had this to post. Isn't that at least part of the idea in the Middle East for requiring a woman to cover herself from head to toe so that men who can't otherwise control themselves won't harass them? Even if a woman is wearing clothing that some might call less than modest, that doesn't give men the right to harass her in the street. I'm sure there are a lot of opinions on this topic, and we haven't heard the last of it on our blog.
And that's why we're here. Also, some of you wrote in asking how you can get a copy of the film Hey Shorty. We will have that information on our website. Once again, that's npr.org/tellmemore. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember, the conversation never ends. Tell us more. Go to our blog at npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.